That's Channel 2, over. And beginning of the visit with Cookie at 1 o'clock, he came in to get out of the rain. He was going to fix his cattle rack to haul Caffis to West Virginia at 1 o'clock. This is Channel 2, over. The beginning of the visit with the Cookie at 1 o'clock. Now, he comes back then about 5 o'clock when he gets ready to go. And then we go out and load Caffis this Thursday, the 2nd of September, 1971. Channel 2, over. And beginning of the visit. This Thursday, the 2nd of September, 1971. Channel 2, over. Beginning of the visit with Cookie. The two little sessions. The Thursday, the 2nd of September, 1971. This is Channel 2, over. Beginning of the first visit with Cookie at 1 o'clock on Thursday afternoon, the 2nd of September, 1971. Beginning of Labor Day for him, and he's going to have to fix his cattle rack on Grandma Todd's fancy pickup truck to haul Caffis to West Virginia this Thursday, the 2nd of September,
talking about.
I concentrate sometimes. Now, all I remember he said was that the showers below Gainesville, the hardest showers were down below Gainesville.
Yeah.
Well, I wouldn't call this one a hard one, would you?
No.
Now, let me see. Look, there's I think you could find something you could eat on.
I don't feel anything.
Sometimes.
I'm mad. The fella's supposed to let me have her body to fit on my truck, take that calf up. I went to pick it up this morning and he reneged out. He won't let me have it now.
Well, what difference does that make? Have a body. Frame. Cattle frame?
Yeah.
Well, what harm's that going to do?
Well, I got to go redo mine now and put it on there.
Well, what harm would you do his?
That's it. I don't know.
You don't want his truck. You just wanted
his... I just wanted his body. That's all I wanted. And he's not using a son of a gun, but that's just the way people are. Why do people have to be that way?
Why didn't he? Why does it matter?
He just told me he'd rather not let me have it.
Just straight out like that?
Yeah, just point blank. I said, well, thank you very much, sir. Thank you very much.
Well, he might tell me that, but he can't afford to tell you that, Cookie. Because you might meet him in the ditch sometime.
Yes, sir. I'll meet him in the ditch one day.
Because they all get that, don't we?
Yes, sir. And I'll just leave my come along in my truck and I'll motor around down the line.
And I've got a lot of friends who would see me, just love to see me in the ditch and just sail by. Yes, sir. It's just a delight to have that opportunity. Well, that's tedious, remaking one of those things.
Well, I'm forced to do it, though. I've got no other alternative.
Haven't you got some other choice?
I don't know what it is. Either redo it or start from scratch and go all over again. Yeah, I'll meet him in a dish one of these days.
What did you have this for? What did this fit?
That black Ford truck that I sold George Mitchell.
Well, you didn't make it for that.
No, I made it for that red Ford truck.
Yeah.
Then I revamped it for my other Ford, and now I got to revamp it for this one.
How much revamping did it take?
It don't take much. Just got to move one stake, is all.
Well, just the idea of it?
Just the idea of it. Him telling me last week that I could borrow his racks. And he's got a camper special just like this one. Just exactly like this one. And they'll fit to a T. No. He lives in Gainesville.
You don't run into that much.
No. No, but he just a damn heel. Pardon the expression, but that's what he is.
You done business with him much?
No. I just know him, and his voice seems to be a good friend of mine.
Now, Alvin and those fellas, they don't have any cattle frame in there. They don't have much.
No.
They don't have much to work with.
They don't have much to work with, and, And what they have got, nigger rigged. It don't take any longer to go ahead and fix something right than it does to nigger rig it and be have trouble before you get there.
Be afraid of it.
That's right.
And you're afraid to get out on the road with it.
That's right.
If it's around the plate, even around the place, you don't want to get splinters in anything.
That's right.
That's the reason I don't like to haul a bull or something like that. They are so big. You know, they get a little upset, they can just bust all your
stuff. They can just tear up everything.
I just don't want to handle it. That, you can't have a cattle frame ever truck you get. They all differ a little bit.
That's well, now that's why I built this wooden one, guy. You can revamp a wooden one a lot easier than you can a metal one.
I never thought of that. Well, you all did a pretty good job on that one.
Yeah.
You and Frank do that?
Yes, sir. Me and Frank done that.
You sold that truck that had a big heavy one on it. I kept thinking you ought to keep that. But it was so big and heavy.
That's right. It was too heavy. It was a load in itself.
Yeah, and couldn't.
It'd take 4 men to take that thing off and on.
You haven't had any horse trailers in a long time. How you get out of that business?
I just haven't run up on one. No, if it'll slack off rain a little bit, I'll get down there and it won't take me long to.
It's not gonna rain.
To revamp that thing.
Wait, just this minute, start.
And I'll be ready to go.
What is today?
Today's Thursday.
Uh-huh. It all just knock off real early?
See, I went to infirmary. I went back to infirmary this morning, and they told me I better not work. So at 11:30, I told them what they said. And I just come on home.
Are you hanging on over there?
Well, I ain't just been messing around over there. Me got work at home to do, and figured on going someplace.
Take some medicine?
They gave me a shot. I took all the medicine last night that they gave me to take, and they gave me a shot. And I've got to go back Tuesday and get another shot. If it don't clear up. But I quit passing blood. I mean, I'm cleared up.
Yeah. So you're not running chances.
So the old car took Mr. Weaver's eye, huh?
The very first thing. He saw that before he saw the cow.
Yes, he thought it was all right.
Yeah, he looks at that windshield. And that stops.
Well, guy, we can take that old thing here. Say, for instance, in the wintertime when you're feeding hay. Lay that tailgate down and throw three or four bales of hay in there and warm back in the pasture and feed your cows. You're in the dry, your hay's in the dry. Come on back. You don't have to mess with the tractor and get wet.
Keep it clear. That old light trailer is awful handy.
Yeah, like that little one down there that you got the barrels on.
Yes, I just keep letting that sit there. It don't need to set under the shed. After these trees get to weeds get that high, you can't. You gotta, if you're gonna spray them, you gotta spray them on there.
Yeah.
Tender. Pappy, looking sort of bored, not much for him to do. Cut him, get him in the water, lick the salt. Now you take off now, takes you 24 hours to get there.
Not me. If I can get to leave here by 5 o'clock this evening. I eat breakfast with Mom and Dad in the morning at 9 o'clock.
You just sit there.
I just sit there and just let her eat. That's 16 hours, 800 miles, 16 hours, and it's all good road. You can average, I mean, you can hold it on 60, 65.
Yes, if you don't go to sleep, it doesn't paralyze you.
I got me a couple diet pills. You take these women that diet, they never sleep very much. A truck driver told me, well, I know by experience, I used to take them, that you can take a diet pill. He said he could take 3 diet pills and black coffee and make Houston, Texas, and back without sleeping.
Is that right?
Well, a diet pill ain't nothing but vitamins to curb your appetite. There's not a thing wrong with them, because when a woman can take 2 a day or 3 a day and keep right on going, there's no reason why a man can't take 2 or 3 and drive 800 miles.
Now you have some help coming back.
Yeah, I'll bring Frank with me.
You better come before the family.
We're going to come together.
Just one after the other?
Yeah.
Then if something happens, well,
that'll
slow you down.
They won't better not get too slow.
Well, Laura can't keep it up like you can.
Yes, you can.
She's not an old truck driver. got to be galvanized.
Well, I'll say this much. This time last year, I couldn't have done it, Guy.
No.
I couldn't have done it. There was no way.
Is that one darn tooth?
One tooth.
And all the horses, the kids, the doctors found everything else.
They found everything else.
Frankly, put you out of commission two or three times.
Yeah, they're even going to castrate me, and I wouldn't let them. There was at the med center. I'm
telling you, this medical profession, they'll try things, won't they?
They was going to. I said, just back up a minute. I ain't going to have that.
That med center, that was the roughest treatment you got.
That was the roughest treatment I got.
And you had a room all to yourself, from private nurse practically.
That's right.
Maybe two nurses.
Oh, there's a lot of nurses.
A lot of them. A lot of attendants.
Everybody come in, done the same thing over again.
Yeah. What was it they been to you?
See, Dr. Klink sent me in there for a spinal x-ray.
Oh, yes. Yes.
Well, they done everything but x-ray my spine. They x-rayed my kidneys. They x-rayed my groins. They x-rayed my organs. And they found varicose veins down there. They said, well, they've got to come out. That's your trouble. I said, now back up a minute. I've had them ever since I was 9 years old, and they never caused me no trouble to this day.
And Helen was over there trying to fend for you.
Yeah.
And she didn't get far.
No, they just flat told her that they did.
None of her business.
None of her business.
She couldn't find out.
She couldn't find out nothing. Even told her to stay away.
And you didn't see a doctor while you were there. Just orderlies.
That's right.
Interns. Residencies. JJ went out to see you.
Yeah.
You must have been a trial for him.
He couldn't get nothing on me.
He couldn't get nothing out of you either. It just didn't fit over there, suit over there, could you? What was it?
Guy, he's a man that you absolutely can't satisfy.
Or just JJ.
I don't care what you do, you can't satisfy that man.
I see.
Now, Johnny is the opposite. I could be doing something, and Johnny come by, Cookie, you're doing a fine job.
Well, but they had you on these high-powered cars.
That's right.
And this is your speed, these old wrecks out here.
That's right. Absolutely.
It takes a... How does Alvin manage?
Alvin, I tell you, he specialized in differential and brake work.
And he's been at it.
He's been at it. And he's followed it all up through the years.
Yes.
Year after year. Well, you take Bob Rafter now. Bob has followed tune-ups and air condition all up through the years.
He down there?
Yes, sir. Kenny Alligood. He has followed motor overhaul all up through the years that he's been working.
But they put you over there where you had to fiddle with everything.
I had to do everything. From air conditioning, by golly, down to light bulbs.
And on them big cars, half the time you didn't know what you were doing.
I didn't know where to go for everything, no.
Old Aaron Miller over here, now he's the one that put in that valve, you see. Now, what did you find in that, Cookie?
I didn't find nothing in there, only it just plugged up with dirt. Have you tried it since we cleaned that out to see if it works any better?
No. It was plugged up. You got a double handful of old grease.
Right.
Well, now, what would that grease come from? Just old oil?
Just old oil. That's... well, when you run that thing, it gets hot. Yeah. And it will settle. The asphalt that's in the grease will separate and settle. And that was completely covered up with that old, thick, heavy, greasy asphalt and soap. Soap, grease, soap.
Yeah, yeah.
You take your wheel bearing grease, is about 75% soap. You can smell the soap in it.
Oh.
That's why it's so sticky and gummy.
Yeah. Well, now, another thing. You don't work like Alvin. He can sit there day in, day out, from time he gets there, time he leaves, and stick his head on the hood all the time. Now, you don't work like that. You're doing something all the time, but you ain't sustained on
one particular thing.
One particular thing. You're just not geared for that. Now, I'm not telling you that.
No, I'm not. It's just like standing around over at the university.
Yeah.
I just damn sure can't stand around.
Yeah.
I could have had the job of standing around and watching them hippies work, but I don't want it.
Well, how would you fit in over there?
At the university?
No, at JJ's. There's nothing for you to do in them big organizations.
Not in the used car department, no. Definitely not.
Where would you fit in over there?
I can go in the big shop.
And work on the same thing?
No. Because the big shop don't get work like JJ's got. The big shop don't get that type of work.
Yeah.
I could go in there, tune-ups, brake work, air condition work.
But stay on it long enough to get used to it.
That's right. It would take me 3 months to work myself back into it.
Yeah.
I can't do it overnight. Can't nobody do it overnight.
But the way you get, I don't think that steady work is your longshore suit.
No, I don't want it. I wouldn't be satisfied doing it. Actually, I'm better satisfied doing what I'm doing right now than I've been in a long time.
It wouldn't have hurt you at surf station if you'd had somebody to relieve you now and then.
That's right. Well, if I'd have been in, if my health had been in the condition when I took that station over that it is now, there'd have been a different light.
Oh, you had the whole bag at the See, Clyde is the one that got the apple pie. So you did, actually, you just run in the station for him.
Well, in one sense of the word, yeah.
Well, I mean, he didn't relieve you.
He didn't have no responsibility.
Yes.
I had all the responsibility.
It's nice to work with him and all like that.
Yeah.
But you didn't get any relief.
No, he was unpredictable. He was here now and gone in a minute.
And you didn't know when he'd come back.
That's right. You didn't know whether he was coming back that day or not.
Yeah.
Well, it's quit raining. I'm going to get out there and cut that body down and do something to it.
Now, where's all your family? They at Helen's.
Yeah.
Or some of them over at your daddy's, your place.
I don't know. I don't guess. I don't know.
They just going around.
Blowed up a tire on the car.
Or was that what happened? Those cars are heavy, Cootie.
They were all practically new tires. Well, two brand new ones on the back. And, heck, them two front tires hadn't been on there very long.
They bought one.
They're using the spare. They're waiting for Daddy to come home and get one. They're waiting for me to come and go get them one.
Well, you haven't, you didn't, that's not what you sent the money for.
No. I didn't know they blowed the tire up till I talked to them last night.
Yeah.
No, they just wanted money to get around with.
What do you do? Wire it? Or mail it?
I mailed it to them.
Just mailed it to them?
Yeah.
Well, you may beat it up there.
That's what they wanted. I mailed it to them.
Yeah.
Normally, we can get a Monday. Went out Monday night. They got it yesterday.
When?
Yeah. Air mail.
You could wire it. How much would it cost you? Just a couple of dollars? Or?
About $2 to wire it.
Yeah.
But they'd have to drove 50 miles to the nearest telegraph station.
That's a great help. Had Ann ready to come home? I think all the children are ready to go back to school. They love to go back to school.
Yeah, they all want
to
go to school.
And see the books and see the friends.
They all want to go to school.
So the summer's over for them. They're ready. Cookie, on your thing over here, now you think you pretty well leveled off over there?
Or at the university?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Are you going to keep operating these vehicles?
To a certain extent, yeah. I'm not a satisfied guy unless I am. I'm just not satisfied.
Well, now that work putting out those sod didn't hurt you.
No.
Oh, is that in the same department?
Same department. But we don't have that permanency.
You don't have that much
not steady. We've got two or three big jobs coming on when they get the money appropriated to buy the sod with.
Yeah.
All that up there at the Towers Dorms has got to be sodded. All that grading's got to be done in there.
Yeah.
Well, the grading, see, is not what bothers me.
No, that's not hard on
me. No, it's piling that dirt up. You get that pan full of dirt and pull it up on the pile and that front end of that tractor's going to keep coming up. Then when you release your pan full of dirt, it's going to drop, and there's no way of keeping it from it.
Yeah, and drop after drop after drop, and your back gets...
It'll just tear you in two.
Now that's a great rain, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Where are you going to work?
I don't know. Just down in front of the...
Pull the other car out and put it down there next to where the tools are.
And I can get along better outside.
Well, put it outside, but pull it up there where the car's equipment is. Too far to walk. Oh, you got your tools down there?
I got my tools down there. All but a handsaw, and I can't find my handsaw. I don't know where it's at.
Yeah.
It ain't the trailer. It ain't at home. And I ain't never had it down here. Not unless Helen and the kids had it in the house, sawing off a broomstick for something, and stuck it back under the table or something like that. Now that... Well, I didn't have time to go around looking all over the house and tearing up everything under the beds for a handsaw.
Yeah.
I'll take an axe and chop it first.
You're going to deadhead it back. You could haul a lot of stuff.
I'm going to bring a load of apples back.
I don't know anything better.
I'm going to bring some apples. I want some fried apples and hot biscuits, by golly.
Wouldn't that be something?
I want some fried apples, hot biscuits, and fresh cow butter.
Wouldn't that be something? Yes. And you won't get an apple like that down here because they grow up there in West Virginia and they get them down here, but you won't see them.
That's right. And they pick them half green up there and then let them finish ripening. They've done picked their apples that they're going to ship.
Yeah.
You let them chew it. Tree ripen and they got a different flavor.
When I first came down here, I'd go back up the country every now and then, and there was always something you could pick up that they were harvesting in Georgia. You see, they'd have peaches, and that peach eating lasts a long time, a month or so. And you know, they got early ones and late ones, just like
yeah.
They have oranges and sweet potatoes. You could go over there where they have put them in those big sheds where they cure them.
Yeah.
You know
how
they cure them.
Yeah.
And just get them, and you don't take any chance there. You can just cut one, and it take a bite, and it's sweet, and the milk comes out of it.
Yeah.
And you know, if you had 10 bushels, it'd be fine.
Yeah, I'm going to bring back a mold machine and the rest of the load of apples.
You got baskets to put them in?
Yeah, my brother. Yeah, he got baskets.
I'll walk out there and get a lend you a hand.
Where's Faye?
She's gone to get Mama. Over to the...
Oh.
Yes, they, Sunday, they got here Saturday, didn't they? They stayed Sunday and left Monday morning. And Sunday, they all collapsed. And you know what happened when we were talking in here, trying to talk at noon. When you change climate, now you take that old wooden frame I've got, you see.
Mother wants to hear everything you say.
Take that old wooden frame I've got out there.
Yeah.
See, it went on down at Pappy College. It went on one of these trailers, wooden trailers, just like I've got, except
yeah.
This was 12 foot. And it hauled. And he'd put it behind his, he never hauled. Hell, I don't, yeah, he had cattle down here at one time. And you see what it is? The paint ain't wore off of it.
That's right.
Except where it has set out. And it never wore off of it down his place because he had it in a shed that was airtight. I wonder if them old wagons and things that we used to have, put them up in the shed and the shed was dusty, it was so dry. I wonder if that didn't just about dry them out.
It did.
And them single trees and plow stalks. Cookie, I don't need to keep this. You want me to keep it?
Yeah, I don't want it.
Run into somebody sometime on it.
I may get misplaced. I lost one and I had to go and it took me 6 weeks to get one.
Yeah, you gotta put your word in.
You got to get an act of Congress to get one of them things once you lose one.
Is that right?
Yeah, you gotta get every number on that thing.
Lord have mercy.
Every
Lord
number
have
on
mercy.
That thing, you gotta get it.
They always put so much water in it. She makes enough for everybody. You know, it's a tricky business putting just enough water.
Yes, if you, I don't care how careful you are. If you ain't careful, you'll get too much.
You get too much more than you get too little.
Yeah.
She's coming.
I'll put her chair on here for anybody she can see. You see those little vines there?
Yeah.
From now on till frost, they'll just curl up and blow and scrape against the window. And you know, I keep forgetting that in the old days, vines was just the heart of the summer.
That's right.
You remember that?
My mother used to have what she called a cinnamon vine.
Turn that off, can't you? We got enough air on that.
And it would, she'd take twine, string, and make them crawl up the side of the porch.
Yes.
But when they was in full bloom, they just smelled like cinnamon.
They just smell like?
Like cinnamon?
Yes. Yeah.
And
you always had them little seed pods. I mean, one of them had a round one.
Well, this one had a round, a potato-looking thing on it.
No, this was like a ball I was thinking of.
This one looked just like a potato. Real small potato. It had eyes in it. And by golly, that's the way they growed.
Yes.
Yeah.
I tell you, in a way, I'm sorry we made a steer of Billy Boy.
I am too.
He got a little white on it, but most people don't give a damn.
And he's got such a nice disposition.
Oh, he has such a disposition.
Oh, my goodness.
Hi, Cookie.
Well, hi there.
Hi. How are you, Mr.
Remember
Guy?
I'm
my. Oh, I had a guy.
I do.
Been going 2 or 3 days.
Yes, you've been
You've been gone 3 or 4 months since I saw you.
Yeah. Has been.
Oh, right.
Looking younger every day.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Come from the beach. I ought to look younger.
Oh, I sure.
Say,
hey,
they got here Saturday and Sunday. They had all collapsed, changing the climate. I don't remember when, but the other day.
I ain't going to get a chance to collapse.
You just won't take time?
I ain't even gonna take time.
Oh, you passed that.
Let me tell you, when I get up there, I'm gonna say good morning and here's my breakfast and I imagine I'll pull out tomorrow night.
Oh, you mean?
No later than Saturday noon.
Oh,
okay.
Are
what?
You leaving today? Leaving tonight?
I'm leaving in about 30 minutes.
He's on his way.
On his way to where? West Virginia?
West Virginia. I'm leaving in about 30 minutes.
How many miles?
800 miles.
Oh, Cookie.
You're there for breakfast, Mama.
Yeah.
I'm going to eat breakfast with Mama about 9, between 9 and 10 o'clock tomorrow.
Yeah. Well, you won't have time to do any collapse.
You know what? Put your telephone number or your daddy's number on there. We won't need it, but I never did have it.
Yeah.
Oh, you know, just in Africa, where it's the end of the street. Yeah. Huh. Put it on this, and I'll transfer it to my black book. That's better, I guess.
And you...
You know, I've never been to West Virginia. I don't know one town from another. Charleston's just a word to me.
Charleston, West Virginia.
And your county up there, see, that doesn't know more to me than Honolulu. See, they're all up there, and the children are ready to go to school. And you know, it's just inconceivable to me that once they get up there, that you could drive them off from that place up there.
You mean West Virginia?
Yeah.
Oh,
they're all up there. Grandma Todd with them.
You mean, are your children going to stay up there and go to school?
No, they just went up on vacation. They've been gone for how long, babe?
I forget when they went.
They left.
You was over here on Monday. It was Monday instead of Tuesday. It was Monday a week ago. And when did they leave? Thursday?
We could go today.
Yeah, 9 o'clock this morning.
We could go today. They went to the West Virginia.
Because they had to be there for the reunion on Sunday.
Right. And they got there Friday evening at 6 o'clock because Helen had to go to a neighbor's house to get to a telephone that was working.
Hmm. Yeah.
It had a storm and Daddy's telephone was out.
Hmm. Hmm. So, yeah,
oh, really? Take livestock up there and bring what's the word for that?
What you gonna bring back?
I'm gonna bring apples.
Bring a barrel of apples.
Barrel. I'm gonna bring more than a barrel.
Remember them old barrels they used to have? Barrel of apples.
I'm gonna bring apples.
Yeah,
oh,
Daddy got
beetroot
apples.
I'm gonna bring. Daddy?
He got some in this year. It's busting the tree down.
Yeah.
He?
Oh. Oh, nice.
And I'm gonna bring a mowing machine back.
Mm.
I'm gonna bring a mowing machine back.
Chewy, I don't know what time you will have to go out and get all of that.
It's gonna be sitting right there waiting for me to load up.
We're
gonna swap Kaffirs for mowing machines. about the long and short of it.
Cassis, I hadn't seen Cassis.
Well, you better go take a look at
him. You better take a look at him.
He's going to take a trip.
Because he's going for a ride.
And he never had roads, so he...
He's the prettiest thing. He's the prettiest one you got.
My daddy fell in love with that bull when he was down here. Now, there ain't no question about it.
Just
looks like, you know what he looks like? He got on his Sunday clothes.
That's right, all the time.
And his shoes are shining.
Yes, sir.
Just like to look like that all the time.
Nah, that's just the way he looks.
We're going to hear from somebody tonight, I can tell you. Cassie.
You know.
They haven't
even
tried.
Talked to Dad this morning. And I told him I didn't know what time I was going to get to leave, but I had this kidney infection, you know.
Oh, goodness.
And he said, well, maybe you're ready. Well, come on. And he said, I've got a place for you to put the kid. I'll tell you what.
If he feeds him, he'll sure do something for him.
I wish he had my heifers.
Let me tell you, he'll feed him. I want you to know. He'll feed them. He'll feed. It's got to stay fat if he don't keep it. No, if it won't get fat,
he
puts it on the market.
Yeah. If it eat and don't show it,
he gets rid of it. He'll sell it. He won't have nothing poor.
Oh,
not even a dog.
I wish he had three or four of those pretty heifers.
Yeah.
I wish I could afford to take him up there. I wish I could afford financially to take him up there and let him just turn him out with his and let him winter up there.
Yeah.
Let me tell you, that clover hay and Timothy and all that good hay that he got cut.
Yeah. Bring him back down here the next summer, and you wouldn't recognize him.
You wouldn't recognize him.
That's right. You shouldn't have to send your animal north for the winter.
No, I shouldn't think so. But he just likes to see good animals, and he has that good old feed.
He said that mare that I took up there, and gained 300 pounds.
Cookie,
this is great. Cookie,
you can't eat much, can you? Since you've got some infection.
What do you eat? Oh, I eat a sandwich.
You
eat a
sandwich?
By about 12 o'clock.
You give him a little
vegetable
free.
Eat a sandwich and drink
a
cup of coffee.
Give him some of that cabbage, that's good.
Do you want something? I'll just fix you something.
I'll tell you the truth, I'm not hungry, but if you fix it, I'll eat it.
Well, you won't eat it. You won't have to stop for a while. I wonder if she's got anything to cook. She's been gone, too.
Well, I fixed that cabbage.
Because I tell you, I don't want to have to stop and lollygag around. I want to keep motivating.
Up to Stockton?
Up to Orangeburg, South Carolina. Then I'm going to stop in there at the stockyard and...
That's a good place to get a bite.
Yeah, and they've got a good stockyard there. You can just back up, unload him, put him out on the ground. Of course, they've got the pens are built out on the ground, you know. And let him get water while I go eat.
And then load him back?
I'll load him back up, leave him off about an hour, load him back up, and cut out.
Oh, so you know where
did he
get
in the truck?
Huh?
Did he mind getting in the truck?
He ain't in there yet.
Oh, you haven't put him in?
He's out there eating.
He's down there eating.
He don't know what he's doing.
He don't know he's going to be Florida.
Mama, you'll get to watch him put Cassis on the truck.
Oh. Well,
you almost cried when we
we put Patrick on our truck. Oh, Patrick, yes. He wasn't going very far, though. But I've never seen this case.
But now I'll tell you.
So I don't know. I don't know him, even.
Anybody knows by the look at them big them horses I got down there that he's going to a good home.
He'll go to a good home.
Oh yes, you
does he really want to keep him for and raise?
Oh yes, that's what he wants.
Uh-huh.
See, he's got some young heifers coming on.
Oh yes, he
wants him for that. That's his main
idea. Getting
them
back. Well, you can just leave all this foolishness down in Florida, Cookie, and just clean the slate for a day or two.
And Cookie will be on
you.
The road.
If I don't get to leave out when I want to, coming back, you rush me clean some plows in West Virginia.
Your family, when are they coming home?
They're supposed to follow me.
Oh. Yeah.
Yeah.
Well. The Catholics is going to be gone.
But now, I'll tell you.
How many more bulls do you have? Four?
He's only one kept.
He is.
When I get up there, I know some people that I want to, I tell you what, I just want to tear them up. And if I have enough time, I'll figure out something to trade with them. I'll figure out something to trade on.
Oh, you
want to
trade, huh?
I want to tear them up.
Get something with your
daddy? I'm going to take my saddle. Two old saddles. I'm gonna take one of them. Off the shelf, Jim, $40, and he didn't want it, so I'm gonna take it up there and sell it. Please.
Jim got frostbite.
Jim.
My brother wanted me to bring my big harness up and sell them to him, but I know what he wants. He wants me to give them to him. I ain't going to take them. He wanted to give me $150 for them. Well, I wouldn't take $150 for one set of them, let alone a complete pair. I'd consider $250 for the outfits.
You know, we ought to do something with them besides they don't have too much protection there. Sun and rain don't get to them, but well, in a way, it's better than being one of them old dry stables.
Right. The only thing that is that oil molded on the outside. See, I oiled them good.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
That's just that mold on the outside.
Yeah.
You'll have to go over and rub them.
So when that picture of them horses went in the annual at school, now that took Daddy's eye.
Oh, it did.
Yes, my
feller. Oh, they got in the annual.
Oh,
two.
Yes, my feller.
They really did. Got
yeah.
The annual.
Yes, my feller. I was hauling all them cheerleaders.
Yeah.
Oh.
In the wagon, right down Main Street in Hawthorne.
How about that?
And they took my picture.
Oh,
and horses off.
You ought to get
cute.
That picture, the negative.
I'm going to see Mr. Jamerson and see if he won't give me that negative so we can put a picture up on the phase board here.
Yeah.
You have to send one to your daddy. Well, what are you going to sell them? Is that a penny? them to look at. Play with once in a while.
That's right.
We keep expensive things sometimes.
You know, when school starts and everything gets underway, they'll be useful, I'm thinking.
You were thinking,
you know. That's right. Now, you know, Faye, right after I brought them down here, and first got them, I got my wagon and got things fixed up. When that group was down here that Sunday.
Oh, they love it.
Now, didn't everybody have a ball?
They did, that. Mm-hmm. Yes,
sir. Now, that was worth their keep for many a day, just the fun that those students had from riding in that wagon. It was an experience that a lot of them had never seen before.
Well, they piled in that wagon, Mother.
You took them on about 3 different trips, didn't you? Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Well, we're busy all afternoon.
Busy all afternoon.
And all of them horses did enjoy that, too.
Mm-hmm.
I believe the horses enjoyed it just as much as the students did.
I suppose they wanted to be dressed up with their harness on. They hadn't had it would feel good, I imagine. They hadn't had any harness on them in a long time. Mm-hmm. So you bring your family back with you then? I mean, they'll come back.
Oh, yeah.
In their car. Well, they have to start school.
Yeah, Tuesday morning.
Tuesday morning.
Yeah.
Well, you may have a chance to trade a little bit up there, Chris.
Might.
Go ahead and wash up.
Plain
bread. Mm-hmm. Biscuit. Oh, biscuit. Well, well, well. Well, I guess I didn't think
you'd be leaving tomorrow. Did you have Monday off?
I got Monday off.
You
got tomorrow off?
You got tomorrow off?
I got a kidney infection. And went to the infirmary, and they told me not to ride the tractor, and they couldn't stand to see me standing around, so I come home.
Cookie, who you got in mind that you might tear up over there?
A fellow by the name of Clay Bullard.
Have we talked about him?
No. No. Too long a story.
It's Channel 2 Over and a continuation, the end of Channel 2 Over and a continuation of the visit with Cookie Thursday afternoon late, just before he takes off for West Virginia with Caffis. He's eating his vegetables before he goes. And this is the story of Clay Bullard. The end of Channel 2 Over and a continuation of the visit with Cookie this Thursday evening, the second afternoon, the 2nd of August, September 1971.